This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, and that's what it means, family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. This is why I'm so excited about Joel Rosenberg. I have him on the line this week, and Joel is a best-selling author. Perhaps you've read his first book, The Last Jihad. It made the New York Times bestseller list, number one on Amazon. But his second book, he really outdoes it. And the thing that's so exciting to me is his background was he was a senior advisor to Netanyahu in Israel. He was a chief speech writer for Steve Forbes when he was running for president. He worked for 2 years doing research for Rush Limbaugh. And on, and he's taken all of this, and he comes from a Jewish background. He's a strong evangelical Christian, and he's put this all in the pot with a prayer. And the prayer was Jeremiah 33:3, and he called to God, and God answered. He wrote the book, and as you heard on yesterday's broadcast, he thought it was really messed up because he was prophetic in it. And when 9/11 happened, he thought, no one's going to want to read this book. But make a long story short, God wants people to read this book because it's such an action-packed, exciting book based on prophetic insight and current event insight that the secular talk show hosts in America, they're not religious at all, but they're saying this is one of the most fascinating books they've ever read, and they get the gospel. Get it? That's why God is doing it. On yesterday's broadcast, Joel, we were talking about, I asked you a point-blank question, and I said, what is your spin on the Palestinian state, if you would pick up there?
Well, and I believe that it seems almost inevitable. I think it is inevitable that it's going
to... It feels like you made the statement, and I feel the same way. The world is pushing for it. The world will not stop until there is a Palestinian state.
And I write about that in the last days, the forces trying to destroy Israel, as well as the immense international pressure, as well as the internal pressure among Israelis who want to be just like the nations. As Jewish people have always wanted to just make peace with the world.
You know, there is, I believe Genesis 12:3 is still true today. And that means God will bless those who bless the Jewish people and curse those that curse them. And I have grave trepidation for the United States of America, the greatest country the world has ever seen. I am proud to be an American citizen. I have grave trepidation for our country because we walk ourselves into a curse. But I'm also concerned about Israel. If Israel goes along with this, of course, on the other side, I don't know how they can fight it. But if Israel goes along with this, it's not a blessing for Israel either.
No, I mean, it's like taking it would be like taking a child and cutting it in half. I mean, it's not up to an Israeli prime minister or parliament or an American president, for that matter, to give away something that is not theirs to give. And Judea and Samaria is the land of that God gave to the Jewish people. Now, I have dear Palestinian Christian friends. I was just in Israel with my wife and my children and my parents, all their first trip to Israel. We had a wonderful lunch with our Palestinian evangelical Christian friends right next to Beit Jala. I have great sympathy for the Palestinians, their suffering, both under radical Islam and Yasser Arafat's reign of terror.
They're really the scapegoats in all of this.
But that's not having compassion for people isn't the same as being able to look at the scriptures and say, well, God's promise doesn't really matter. Let's just divide up the land how we see fit. That is bound to be trouble. And in the last days, what I basically envisioned was an American president conquering Iraq and then turning his attention not to Iran and North Korea, the next elements of the axis of evil, but to forcing the Israelis to make a peace deal with Yasser Arafat. And I began writing The Last Days, in 2002, before my first book was even out. And yet it is already coming true that an American president has turned his attention now trying to persuade the Israelis to make a peace deal when there doesn't seem to be a partner for peace. Now, that's all political, and I'm writing a political thriller that draws people in using current events. But as you get drawn into this question, should Israel or shouldn't Israel give up the territories and try to make a peace deal with the Palestinian leadership, as I draw you in on that story, the spiritual temperature begins to go up, because the characters in it aren't simply on a political or geopolitical quest. They're on a spiritual quest because of all the terrorism, because of all the danger to their lives. You know, you can't just find homeland security or national security. These characters are wrestling with the issues of their own eternal security. And what's amazing is that God has taken this novel, The Last Days, and it's been out 4 weeks, and it's already 4 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list.
And now, one of the things that intrigues me, Joel, about your book, The Last Days, is one of the premises is they discover oil in the Middle East, and this money may be just the catalyst necessary for Palestinians and Israeli Jews to get along.
Well, you know, so people have said for decades, how did it come that the Jewish people and the Israelis are the only people and country in the Middle East that doesn't have oil? And that's been a joke, like, oh, promised land, how come we couldn't have gotten Saudi Arabia? But there are some indications in the scriptures that Israel will one day discover a vast amount of wealth. Discover, produce, it's not quite clear. But they will have so much wealth that they will become an envy of their enemies, and their enemies will come attack. And I had really speculated, this is Ezekiel 37, 38, 39, I'd really been thinking and praying about that, like, what could that be? And I was doing quite a bit of research. I've been to Israel a number of times, studied there, and of course, as you mentioned, have worked with Israelis and spent a lot of time there. And I began to uncover that there has been huge amounts of natural gas discovered off the coast of Israel and Gaza, and some small amounts of oil, perhaps eventually it'll be proven to be commercial quantities of oil in Israel itself. And as a fiction writer, I could take that and say, well, what if that natural gas and oil proved to be of such value and quantity that it could prove the basis of an oil for peace deal, that if the Palestinians would give up their radicalism and the Israelis would give up a little bit of land, that the two sides would make a deal. Now, it might be a temporary deal. It might not be a deal that lasted. But I was envisioning, what if oil and gas and the promise of tremendous wealth for every Muslim, Jew, and Christian in the region form the basis of an actual peace process.
And let me tell you something else that I find real interesting in your book, Joel, because, see, I approach everything prophetically from the Bible, and so I've got my speculations on the last days also, but you hit so many home runs according to my speculations. One of my speculations is not only will they find oil, which is going to get the whole world incensed with them, but another speculation is the Big Bear. Russia is not dead and is actually going to become a great adversary of the world, including the United States, in the last days.
Well, you're beginning to give the early indicators of what my third book in this series will be. And that's where Israel not only have discovered oil and make a peace treaty based on it, which is the book that's out now, The Last Days, but that Russia, Iran, Libya and others will begin to be so outraged by this, by all the wealth that the Israelis are producing.
How did you feel when you, Joel, when you were involved with these think tanks, Heritage, with Steve Forbes' presidential campaign, with Rush Limbaugh for a couple of years, and you see all the inklings of what the Bible talks about. You can see them in their embryonic stages.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Sid, because you just put your finger on why I think the Lord took me to Washington and into politics rather than directly into ministry, which I would have expected and even desired. My wife and I both would have. But, you know, King David writes that that your law, O Lord, makes me wiser than my teachers. And it's interesting. When we know the Word of God, we have a sense of what's coming. We may not have the specifics, but there are clues to be watching for. And my fascination with the prophecies in Ezekiel 37, 38, 39, the rebirth of the state of Israel, discovery of tremendous wealth in Israel, peace in Israel, and then just a cataclysmic apocalyptic attack on Israel, and then God's defense and the pouring out of His Spirit. Well, that's quite a thriller story, and it's true, and it's coming. And so the question is when. And by working in these think tanks and working for an Israeli prime minister and working for Steve Forbes, one of the leading economic forecasters and somebody who has tremendous insight on the global economy, I got to meet people and see research and see inside information that because of my understanding of prophecy, totally fascinated me, because I said, I think these things are starting to come true. And that's what led me to write, well, let me just take that and put it in a novel form. I didn't think a nonfiction book would work, because I'm not sure if it's all, you know, because maybe I'm wrong.
but wait a second now, Joel. What? I mean, here in this country, where you can't even put up the Ten Commandments in a federal building, didn't you think this would stop your book when you preached the gospel in it? In a sophisticated way, but when you preached the gospel, and didn't you think this would stop it from being a bestseller?
Well, I was a little anxious about that, curious about it. But look, I have three little prayer warriors in my family, or two. But we were praying every night with my children. I mentioned before in the show, Caleb, Jacob, and Jonah.
Well, look, with that combination, you can't miss.
How could you miss? Exactly. I mean, and Jonah, you know, he's the feisty one in the family. He really rings true with his name. But we prayed every night. We said, Lord, we said, kids, we need an agent for this book to sell.
Joel, we're out of time. We'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. Mishpucha, I have the hardback copy of this book. I mean, the first book was great, but this one just leaves it cold. It's called The Last Days. And I want to make it available to you for a donation of $30 or more. It is a hardback. It's a book you won't want to put down. And after you read it, you're going to be so excited over it. After you read it, give it to someone that isn't too spiritual. They will read it. They will get the gospel. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.